Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving. You know what I want to say, by the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Spirit. I love him so much. The Lord has so many things to say and share to us. But it will only work if we receive what he has to say to us. The times that in our lives that we are receptive and we share his love, he'll give you the guidance you need, the nudge you need into the correct path. He loves us. Everything the Holy Spirit does is out of love. And coming out of an insane world of pride, I noticed something. People that allow pride in their life, they miss out on too much. Sometimes people have the concept that the Lord thinks like they do. And I've seen this so many ways. People like to classify people, upper class, middle class, lower class, wise, foolish, learned, unlearned. Sometimes people evaluate you based on your education level, how far you went scholastically in the ranks of education system, such as schools and college. Sometimes people rank you based on your biblical knowledge, what pastors you love to listen to, or what seminaries you attend, or what denomination you're a member of. And it's an unspoken thing, but yet spoken. And so, but people that love God, they come to him just like they are, and they break through the world somewhere. Every believer has that in common. Every believer has broken through the ranks of the world system somewhere, to the point that they believed on Jesus, and then they rejected the world system. And some people have a relationship with the Lord. And everybody that has a strong relationship with the Lord, they always learn something that others may not know or give them credit for knowing. I've seen this in children. I've seen this in adults. I've seen this so many ways, so many, you know, when the Lord taught me things about people, I began to see, I looked at people a little bit closer, or a little bit, I look at people a little bit deeper. I listen to them a little bit deeper than I used to. And I noticed something. Everybody that love God, they have the ability to learn things and retain what God says and keep it and benefit from it. Some people that love the world somewhere, they'll hear the same message and hear nothing that those who love God heard, because their mind would drift. They don't retain what God has given them. And when they hear wisdom, if it's a rebuke or if it's something that's embarrassing, they put that on somebody else when they need it themselves. Then if it's, it's so many ways I understood this. It's so many situations that helped me come to that conclusion. But the Lord brought it to me. He showed me some things. And I noticed that the best illustration is Luke chapter 10, when the 70 returned. And Jesus rejoiced because he showed these things to babes. They were rejoicing because they had power over the devil. And Jesus said, don't rejoice because you have power over the devil. Rejoice because your name is written in heaven. And then Jesus said, many prophets wanted to see what you see and didn't see them. And many people wanted to see what you see and didn't see them. And he rejoiced that God showed it to babes. Now, I've seen that same scenario over and over and over again. My mother used to love to listen to Robert Shuler at the Crystal Cathedral. He used to come on every Sunday morning. And one of his most famous phrases was, "Tough times never last, but tough people do." And that thoroughly encouraged me to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. This is how it worked. When things went wrong, I thought about what He said. And it gave me confidence that I was going to get out of it okay. Because tough times come, but tough times come, but tough people outlast it, you know. So when tough times came, when trouble came, I looked to the Lord, but I was encouraged. It gave me the mind to be a fighter, and I resisted the things of the world, the aggravations, the disappointments. And the Lord would, then I learned to be strong in the power of His might, because I tried mine first and it didn't work. But I was a fighter. I kept trying stuff, but it didn't work. And I tried some more because I wanted to do things better. And I failed. But then when I cried out to the Lord, or when I asked Him in prayer, in faith, I learned to use my faith and I started growing up. And then instead of going through what I thought would work, I started gravitating to what the Lord would give me. And as the years went by, I did it better and better. That's how it happened. So I understand I made all the mistakes that you can think of, but without, you know, not sinful mistakes, but just trial and error mistakes. And my life wasn't working until I involved God. But then I found out as I involved Him, I could always involve Him, even if I didn't know what to do. And if I needed to learn something that I knew, it was obvious I didn't know it. I said, "Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. Teach me how to deal with this problem." And I listened to Charles Capps as well, and I started confessing that I knew what to do before I could see my way out of it. I had no clue how I was going to learn it, and I knew that I was outclassed in that area of life, or whatever it was, business matters, or just everything I talk about continually. And everything that was a terrible challenge against me, I said, "I'm going to learn this." And when I would say that, I knew that I was going to learn it. Then I started saying, "I know what to do." But I said it against the day I said it believing that I would receive information from the Lord against the evil day. So, and it worked. It always worked. Never failed. A duration of time would happen, but that didn't matter. See, time is going to happen anyway. And some things happen and it challenges you. It's not what you want. And sometimes people thank God for the trials. I don't thank God for trials. I thank God for the victory. To give me, and the wisdom He gave me to destroy the trials or the situations and execute the will of God in my life. Make it happen. So, tough times never last, but tough people do. And having a fighting spirit. And you're fighting in the power of His might. When you learn to fight in His might, you're going to win. So now people that walk in love, they always learn and they mount up. And when it's a way of life, they continually mount up. Eventually, over time, they keep mounting up. But since they don't complain much, nobody knows that they're mounting up. And when they hear the word, they are, it's in their, it's like my pastor said. When he was, Pastor McCain III, he's a martial artist, master, he's got five black belts in five different arts. And this guy was kind of cocky, the guy that wanted to challenge him. He was much younger. See, let's see what the old man got. When Pastor gave that testimony, I fell out of there. He said, "He didn't know it, but I have a repertoire." And that's what happens when people train in the Lord. Now, people don't realize that they're training when they go to church and receive the word. To them, life is normal. They receive the word. Then when they have troubles, they act on the word and overcome the problem. They have a repertoire. You know, pastors, he's black belt in karate, kung fu, jiu-jitsu, and two others that I forgot about. That's enough to get the job done. He's just a black belt in one of them. Well, when you have a repertoire like he does, and I saw him handle nunchucks, and he talked about how he can handle swords and all kind of weapons. You know, I told my son, you know, I said, son, don't never grab nobody. You don't know what they know and what they're capable of. Don't go around picking on people. Some people, you know, you may see a guy weigh about 95 pounds, maybe 120, 140 pounds, walking, you know, picking up cans. And some knucklehead might try to rob him and don't realize that he once was in special forces. Or he was a Navy SEAL or a Marine or an airborne, like my cousin. I saw my cousin dive in the swimming pool without making a splash. I said, now that's skill right there. I don't know how he did that. I didn't even know that was possible till I saw him do it. And then you got them airborne rangers. You don't go messing with people. You don't know what they know. That was the guy, he was at the parts store. He was a partsman, and he was a Vietnam vet. And somebody grabbed him. He just did what he was trained to do. The other guy was looking up at him from the ground, wondering how he got there. When you have a repertoire of skill from the Lord, that's how you do Satan. When Satan throw the world at you, throw the word back in him, like Jesus did. When you have a mind to fight, you can always win. Now, I'm going to shift gears. The Lord helped me see something just before the broadcast. He took me to Genesis 6. Listen to what I'm about to read, because the Lord is saying something here. And the reason I'm doing this is because so many times, if you ever hear that still small voice that gives you instruction, pay attention to it. Pay attention to the Holy Ghost. You need what he has for you. If he points you in the direction of others that you may not esteem very highly, if God does it, there's something they have that you need. But proud people never look. They classify people, and proud people miss out on so much. And they could have been blessed. Their ministries could have continued. They could have done better in life. But they don't like to honor those that man wouldn't honor. You see, the mind of the proud, they don't ever want to look weak. They want to look strong and bold, assertive, and they know what they're doing. That's how that's more important to them sometimes. Instead of being humble, a lot of people miss out because they're not humble. I asked the Lord one time. I was in ministry working with some other couples, another couple and others, I had been blessed by them. They spoke God's word. They prophesied. But they would get upset with each other. And they were friends, you know. And they would get frustrated at each other. And I felt like, you know, when you hear from God like they do, you don't have to do that. So I said, Lord, why do your people, they're blessing when they hear from you. And then they get upset with each other, you know, get in strife against each other, and then say things against each other. I said, what's wrong? He said, they're not humble. So I had to go sit down and think about it. I said, well, why do they fuss each other out? He said, they're not free. Now, it's possible to have a relationship with the Lord and be blessed and get frustrated and even show out. But when you reject darkness, you don't have to show out. You don't have to be frustrated. You don't have to be tense. You don't have to get offended ever. 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 You don't never have to be offended. Being offended is a choice. It's just like any other temptation. It's a choice. But walking in love is also a choice. And so when I asked the Lord to teach me to love his people, I had been through a process. Because if I didn't, I would be no different than they were. Because we think we're right, and we know we're right, and other people need to understand that we're right. But the truth of the matter is, we might be right, but the way they see things and the way we come across can be varied, even though you may be right. Or you know you didn't mean any harm, but what you did come across the wrong way. And you weren't trying to be divisive, but you can still offend people. So I had to learn things like that. I had to learn people don't always see what you see. Be patient. So I had a few years of that skill because God taught it to me. So when you do something that's wise, it's easy to think that other people are doing the same thing. They're doing what they're doing. You're doing what you're doing. But they spoke things in my life that was a blessing. But I just wanted to understand what the root cause was, not to put somebody else on the spot. And when he taught me that, I learned something. You have to take the high road. So when you look at our evaluations of people are not always accurate. We it's been proven we can't even tell a wheat from a tare, and neither can the angels that are much older than we are. The Lord said, let them grow together to the harvest, then they'll be separated. But in the harvest, you'll see their fruit for what it is. Now, I like to see people receive from the Lord all the time. I don't like to see people walk into a trap. Some people even went to hell for the same reasons, but they didn't get saved. Some people got saved and they missed out on millions of blessings that they would have been, God was going to use them mightily. But they failed to see the person God was pointing at that would have given them the element that they needed that they didn't have. And the Lord had to find somebody that would obey him. So these kind of things happen. Okay. Genesis 6, verse 1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. See, women look varied. Now, these are the sons of God. These are angels looking at, you know, they weren't born of our race. These sons of God, they were of old. Enoch gives us more information about them. But right now, you know, looking at them, the sons of God, they were angels. They left their first estate. The other scriptures back this up. So They're the ones that got put in chains that Jude talked about. Sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Now, when they were girls, they began to grow, and eventually they were grown, and they got the attention of these watchers, these sons of God. Now watch what happened. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Now watch verse 4. Verse 4 gives you the clue. that you need. There were giants in the earth in those days and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them. The same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. See, this proves they were angels. First of all, they were giants. God didn't make Adam a giant, so how could his offspring be one? The Lord was very attentive to show us that every seed bears after itself, and it don't deviate. But here Adam's descendants are having giant children. They were like the people of old before God made Adam. They got pushed off the earth. So here come the sons of God, and they were enticed with the daughters of men, and they wanted one for themselves. So they took them wives of all which they chose. Now, when you are, the enemy comes to entice us, but you can't be enticed unless you accept what he wants, what he's trying to offer you. If you're enticed, that means you're accepting something. If you're tempted, you're offered, it's designed to tempt you and entice you, but then that's when you put up a resistance fight. Now, when I didn't know how to handle that, I put up resistance. And sometimes I felt enticed, but I put up resistance because that's not what I wanted. I got a new spirit, and my spirit wants to obey God. And that was more important than serving the world. I didn't want to be Satan's worldly slave. I come out of darkness. I didn't want to go back to it. So I had to ask the Lord to help me learn skill. Again, tough times may come. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. So I put up resistance again and again and again. And I would go and pray, and I feel free. I come back happy without, and I didn't feel tempted anymore. And then I'd get tempted again. I'd go back and pray. I'd come back happy again, full of joy and peace. And I didn't feel tempted. So, the first few months of this, it was like a roller coaster, up and down all the time. And I got tired of it. And I said, Lord, show me how to kill this problem. And he taught me to love a year before, so I practiced what God taught me about love. Found out you can't lust after people if you love them. You can't lust after women if you love them. And it worked. Now, these fallen angels, they left the gate open. When they saw the women, they were enticed. And they ran after them. They swallowed the hook because they went after the bait. They took Satan's way out. But if you're going to go forward and fulfill your destiny, the destiny God has for you, you're going to have to do it by, first you got to want it. And without the love of God, none of this works. So if you increase your love for God and your compassion towards his people, you're going to hate the thing. You can't just love God's will. You got to also simultaneously hate the worldly way. This is called holy hatred. You hate not the people, you hate the world system, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. One of the things that really helped me to stand, I would say with my mouth that I hate Satan's ways. I hate the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and I definitely hate the pride of life. Now, when it came to the lust of the eye and the pride of life, that was never a real problem as much as the lust of the flesh was. Because the enemy thought he had me. He thought that he was going to, he launched a campaign against me. But come to find out, I looked to the Holy Spirit, who has a repertoire. and he gave me knowledge of his repertoire. And that's so I ran Satan off. He didn't lure me in his nasty kingdom. I was in his kingdom before. I know what it's like. It's a mess. And I'm not going back to that dog vomit life again. And even though I didn't do a lot of stuff that others did, I was in it enough to know that I didn't want to be in it again. And I'm definitely not going back to it after the knowledge that God has given. Now, this is the other point I want to make. The Lord has an order for everything. Those of heaven that live at the throne of God, they don't get married. And from what I understand, those on the planet can. But those that live there can't. And they left their position, which was much greater, to marry women. But because it's not God's will for them to do that, it was sin. And they left their first habitation to do something that God, they did what Adam did. They took something God didn't give. They took what God did not give them. So if a woman's married to another, God didn't give me that one. But the one I'm married to, that's the one that he sanctioned me to have. And the others, he'll take care of. So if we work with what God give us, then we can do greater things. Now, in ministry, I don't have the same repertoire that others have. I got what I got. And I work with that. But if I want to get in, you know, if they're being a blessing and I have means and I help them, then I get the same kind of reward they'll get too. Right? If you give a prophet a glass of water, you'll get the same reward. You're linking up, helping him do something or helping her do something that's of God. And we're not restricted to help where we can help. But you can't take something that God didn't give. And just because others are doing things differently and it's successful, that doesn't mean that you're unsuccessful. Just use what God has given you and be the blessing you need to be. Remember, we have covenant abilities. We have covenant abilities. And those, our abilities are without limit. Now, some preachers, they are on TV every day and almost all day and sometimes all night. They're on YouTube. There are ministries out there. It is possible that somebody on earth, maybe even 200 people, are always listening to them at all, every minute of the day for years. Now, I've said that to say this, God is without limit. That don't mean they're corrupt. Some people, if you do something very outstanding, they want to find, they try to make it sinister. You remember when Paul told Timothy that the way of truth would be evil spoken of. Sometimes people of God speak evil of people of God. Not just the world. People that have Cain jealousy, and then others parrot what they say. And poison the minds of others and think that they're wrong for doing what they did. But they followed God and got to the point that they were a blessing to people. Now listen to this. Yeah, listen to this. Okay, this is Jude chapter 5. Chapter 1. It's only one chapter. Let's start at verse 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave you all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Now watch verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And the reason they were ordained to this, God knew their heart was going to be corrupt. Like, you know, he knows those that were here. I mean, he knows that those that would be corrupt. So just like Balaam, he repurposed them. Okay, now let's keep going. We'll deal with that another time. He said, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. Now watch verse 6. This is the key verse, verse 6. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness until the judgment of the great day. They left their first estate. They got enticed. Verse 7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going out to strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. This is where sin takes people and angels and anybody with a notion to be enticed. But you can always fight back. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Just do things God's way. Receive his word